You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's unemployment rate has fallen to its lowest level in 48 years. That's according to the latest labour force data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. The Federal Employment Minister is Tony Burke.
I'm pleased to report today on the jobs figures that have come out. Unemployment is down. Underemployment is down. Youth unemployment is down. Unemployment is now at 3.4, coming off a 3.5 figure. At 3.4, that is the lowest unemployment rate we've had since August 1974.
The Bureau says that there were fewer unemployed people in July than there were job vacancies. The youth unemployment rate is at a record low of 7%. But, unusually, in the same month, Australia's employment rate also fell by 41,000 people, well below predictions of an increase of 25,000. That's the first fall in employment since October last year. The participation rate also declined, but the ABS says some of this can be explained by high rates of worker absenteeism due to COVID-19 and other illnesses, and the survey period coinciding with school holidays. Tony Burke again.
The hours worked have decreased by 15.6 million, which takes total hours worked down to 1.8 billion hours. But this is largely a symptom quite literally, of COVID-19 and influenza during that winter period.
Senior economist at AMP, Diana Messina, says it's likely some of these factors have added some so-called noise to the July jobs data and may not indicate any new trends. And she says it's unlikely unemployment has hit rock bottom just yet. She's predicting the unemployment rate will continue to fall to at least 3.2% by the end of the year.
Today's figures overstate any weakness in the labour force. The overall leading indicators of employment growth and other things that we look at when we look at the strength of the labour force are things like job vacancies, hiring intentions for business surveys. They're all remaining at quite high levels. We have seen that those leading indicators are starting to top out or plateau, but they're not declining drastically. So there is still more upside to go in terms of further solid employment growth, and that should lead to some more downward pressure on the unemployment rate.
So what exactly do the figures tell us about Australia's economy? Most economists say they continue to show that the country's labour market is exceptionally tight. Ms. Messina says the figures are likely to add further pressure to next month's National Jobs and Skills Summit to address workforce shortages.
We saw from today's job figures that there was a further decline in spare capacity, with the underemployment rate and the unemployment rate falling. So that will be discussed at the National Jobs Summit, because one of the key issues that is going to be raised there is that there is this level of skills shortage in Australia, and that's been driven by the tight labour market, strong employment growth, and the fall in underemployment and underutilisation in the labour force. And today's figures will reinforce that there is a need potentially to get migration up to help with some of these skills shortages and to help with a tight labour market.
The Federal Opposition's employment spokeswoman, Michaela Cash, says while the headline unemployment figure may look good, the data behind it should be ringing alarm bells.
I have just returned from Tasmania and visiting small business after small business. The one issue they consistently now raise with me is the fact that we have done well with the unemployment rate, but as we know, what that now means for them is they need access to labour. When you have a loss of around 80,000 full-time jobs in July, as those small businesses raise with me, it's because they are struggling to get people to do shifts, they are struggling to get access to the labour, and they are actually having to forego a shift, or in some cases, close their doors.
Michaela Cash is talking up the Coalition's policy that would allow veterans and pensioners to work one additional day without affecting their pension. The ABS figures come a day after data showed that real wages growth in Australia is still going backwards in line with inflation. Minister Burke says the low unemployment rate should be driving up wages, but there's something broken in the system.
The hydraulic pressure of unemployment being low, putting upward pressure on wages, that pressure's still there. But we now, it's coming through in pipes that have all sorts of leaks coming out of them. Leaks off the back of a previous government trying to drive wages down for 10 years. Leaks in terms of loopholes in the system that allow what were otherwise minimum rates of pay to be able to be undercut. And the huge leak in the system, a bargaining system that has largely stalled.
Mr. Burke has signalled his government will be reviewing the system of enterprise bargaining agreements, which will be on the agenda at the Jobs and Skills Summit. The ABS also released data that shows average weekly wage and salary earnings rose by 1.9% in the year to May to $1,769.80. But the gender pay gap has also increased from 13.8% last November to 14.1% in May. In the 6 months to May, Australian men earned an average of $263 a week more than women. Claire Slattery, SBS News.